covenant is a promise. Our faith in God, the Christian expression of our faith, the way that we live out our faith within the fellowship of the church, all of that is grounded on a promise. It begins with the promise God makes to us, the promise we make to Him, and the promise that we make to one another. Many of you are involved in weekly Bible studies. And if you have been in our Monday night, Tuesday morning Bible study recently, or Thursday morning Bible study, we have talked a lot about promises. Back in the fall, we were talking about the messianic prophecies in the book of Isaiah. And all of those prophecies of the coming Messiah were based on a promise. A promise that God made to King David, that of your lineage, your descendants, I will establish a kingdom that will last forever. We're beginning a study on the Exodus, and it begins with a promise that goes back all the way to the book of Genesis, when God promised to Abraham that I'm going to make a great nation. And your descendants will be more numerous than all the stars in the sky and the sand at the seashore. A promise. Well, this passage that Jim read for us a few moments ago tells us about the greatest promise that goes back to those other two promises. It's a promise that Jesus made to his disciples, that he made to us on that last night that he gathered with his disciples. It was Passover. It should have been a super gathering, Jim, because Passover was an event that all faithful Jews looked forward to. There was a pilgrimage to Jerusalem. They were gathered with a lot of festivity and fanfare. They gathered in an upper room with their closest friends, and suddenly Jesus announces that he was going to be leaving them. And not only that, he said, "Where I am going, you cannot go." Man, they were devastated. Their whole life had been tied up, defined, and revolving around Jesus. They had given up their families. They'd given up their careers. They'd given up everything to follow Jesus. And all of a sudden he says, "By the way, I'm leaving you guys, and I'm not going to be here anymore." But then he makes a promise. The promise is this: "But I'm not going to leave you all alone. I'm going to send," now this is interesting, in the Greek the word is the paraclete. Para means beside. He said, "I'm going to send one who will be beside you, who will be with you, who will never leave you, who will be your comforter, your counselor, your guide." The promise. That's the promise that Jesus is making. I'm going back to the Father, but I'm not going to leave you all alone. And that's the greatest promise that we can have in life, that we're not alone, that whatever we face in life, we don't have to face it alone, because we have the one beside us, the counselor, the comforter, the Holy Spirit. We have the one who is with us, who will guide us, who will strengthen us, who will empower us, who will give us the resources that we need in our darkest hour. It goes back to the beautiful 23rd Psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd." And you know, it concludes with the words, "I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." But in the very center, literally, in the very center of that psalm are the words, "For thou art with me." That's the promise. whatever you're going through in life, even if you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death, God is with you. But along with the promise comes a mission. It wasn't just the promise, I'm going to be with you, but you see, a covenant is a two-way promise. And that's what we've just done, is Tommy has led us in our church covenant. We're making a promise to each other. We're making a promise to God. And so this is our end of the bargain. God says, I'm going to be with you, so what are we supposed to do? Jesus said, I'm going to give you a new commandment. It's simply this, that you love one another as I have loved you. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be people of love. We're supposed to be a community of love. We are to love each other as Christ loved us. That's unconditional love. And if we are to be the church of Jesus Christ, we are to be the church of love. We're to be the church of acceptance. We're to be the church where nobody is an outsider and everyone is included in the circle, and we're going to be there when you're going through the valley of the shadow of death, and we're going to be there when you have needs, and we're going to support you in your time of illness. We're going to support you in your time of tragedy. We're going to encourage you and encourage our children and our young people. We're going to love one another. This new commandment, by the way, we might call it a mandate because in Latin, the word for commandment is mondi, mandate, commandment, which is why when we observe the most sacred week of the year, Holy Week, and we come to Thursday, it is called Maundy Thursday. Commandment, the promise. As we gather around this table, we gather to receive the promise that I will always be with you. And we gather to renew our promise with one another that we will be here for you. And we will love as Christ loved us. I invite you to gather around the table of promise on this sacred day. If you would open your hymnals to selection number 769. 769. This will be our invitation to the table. We have one Lord, one God, one Savior. This is something we do eagerly. This is something we do seriously. I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the presence of the Lord. And we are invited to receive the elements of the table, which are the symbols of promise of God's everlasting love.